Thank you, Your Worship and members of council. These are some of the questions that Clinton and I were asked when we came in. Just to take a look at the Lister block, is it salvageable? Is it worth the effort? What type of intervention would be appropriate for a building like this? Are there spin-off costs? I'm going to look at those four. The last three, can Class A office space be created in a building like this and can it be done cost-effectively? And our recommendations, I'll let Clinton speak to those. Clinton and I come from very different places. I had worked across Canada. I used to be chief architect for the National Historic Sites Program of Parks Canada. So I worked from coast to coast, but in Canada. Clinton has come from the U.S. We were very encouraged that our responses to the problems, to the issues, to some of the debates going on in the community were very similar. Because I think the point I'm making with this slide is really that conservation principles have been worked out over a long time in different countries and different municipalities. And there are certain principles that have been developed. And particularly in the last, I would say, 10, 15 years, the heritage field has become more mainstream, and there's beginning to be an overlap between, let's say, heritage planning and contemporary planning, or between working on historic properties and doing contemporary design work. And I think what's fascinating about the Lister block is it, in our view, demands this kind of very current attitude to what you do with historic properties. So, to answer the first two questions, is the building salvageable, and is it worth the effort? And I would say, my first criteria when we're asked to look at a possible rehab project is what's the structural condition. If you have a bad structural condition, you can spend half your budget on that and nobody sees the results. You're just fixing a problem that you wish you didn't have. This building is extremely solid, reinforced concrete construction. We've done projects of moving into an old Victorian building with creaky wood floors. You can do it. Ottawa City Hall, half of that, if you know it, is in an old building, a 19th century building. This creates very comfortable but very contemporary environment. These are value-added features that, again, if those are in good structural condition, and that floor, for example, is in very good condition, you have a value-added building which is going to give a return on your investment that people are going to be really pleased about. I think both Clint and I love a building that's an eyesore because the peeling paint in the Lister block is so easy to fix. The building next door on King William has some serious problems, and I don't know that it will survive. This building, the problems are so surface problems that you can transform that building, and the money that's put into it is going to be, it's going to be a real reward. The question of what kind of intervention is appropriate. Clinton and I came into the situation really from outside, and we were asked to give our advice. It seemed that there was a conflict between people who wanted to restore the Lister block and people who wanted to demolish it and build a kind of contemporary replica. I think many communities go through this debate between keeping and restoring places and doing contemporary projects. I think both of our reactions was that what is needed with the Lister block is something that is neither one or the other, and it's what I would call a rehabilitation approach as opposed to a restoration approach. This is a chart from the new Historic Places Initiative, which is a municipal, provincial, federal program all across Canada. I just wanted to point to those three terms, preservation, rehabilitation, restoration, and just say that preservation as an intervention is really sustaining what you have. You document, you protect, you repair, stabilize. It protects the intrinsic value, and you do that with very important artifacts that have survived in relatively good condition. When I was with the Historic Sites Program, the Halifax Citadel, we preserved that because it had come to us relatively intact. Restoration is sort of turning backwards, turning the clock back and restoring a property by going back to recover its best time, which might be in the 1920s, it might be in the 1880s. It's a very technical process and it requires very good historical research. And it is a possibility for the Lister block. Rehabilitation doesn't move towards the past, it moves towards the future. And in a rehabilitation project, you really introduce contemporary design into the building. The slides in the upper right are from our work at Queen's Park, the Parliament buildings, where we had a really tough time convincing the parliamentarians initially to introduce a very strong contemporary layer into that building. If you know the building, the new staircases, the fifth floor, the new elements that have been introduced, the north entry, are all in a contemporary vocabulary. I think it's really important in some properties to introduce a contemporary design layer and keep the best of what survives from the past. So rehabilitation is about this combination of the old and new. I just want to show three projects quickly where there's a rehabilitation approach. This is the Aberdeen Pavilion in Ottawa. What's interesting to me about this is the council voted to demolish this building. Public support was 80% in favor of demolition. We were asked after an election to, the city manager actually disobeyed council, didn't demolish it during the election campaign. The new council reversed the decision. It was slightly irregular. The building was an eyesore. It had broken windows. It had 5 feet of bird droppings in the dome, and it was a real liability for the city. They were worried about lawsuits. There was talk of restoring the building, and there was about a $12 million budget. We were asked to look at whether it could be rehabilitated for about $5 million, and that scheme, which introduced not only dealt with the exterior, but introduced very contemporary facilities inside. This building now earns more money for the City of Ottawa than any other facility it owns in the entire region. And I guess people now, I mean, the support for that building is extremely high. But it was interesting, council needed an option for the building that was cost effective, and people have been very happy with the result. This is a private sector example, the old Protestant Hospital in Ottawa, which again was a derelict building. It had been condemned. The Government of Canada had put out, they owned it, a demolition order, and they'd actually initiated the contract with the demolition company, and a private developer bought it. And again, the issue was not to restore the Wallace House as a hospital, but in this case it became loft apartments. But it's a pretty rich building, and I guess what's interesting is that if you have a building that's nondescript, you can do a nice rehab project, but you still have a hard time selling it. If you have a building that has a certain, what I call the value-added elements to it, this project, when it was done, there were 62 units, and they sold in 24 hours. And so this actually was the first loft project in Eastern Canada, and after that there have been loft projects all over the place. This is a Byward Market, and just to say that a heritage area, you have the same issue. Are you going to stabilize it the way it is? Are you going to sort of move backwards and try to restore its, I don't know, 19th century appearance and feel, or are you going to move towards some combination of the new and the old? And what's interesting about this is those of you who know Ottawa know the Byward Market is a pretty important part of downtown Ottawa, and yet in 1990, when we started our study of the Byward Market, it was supposed to be entirely cleared. A whole 10-block area was slated for demolition, and that's not very long ago. That's 16 years ago. And this was the plan for completely replacing the Byward Market and making it a higher density contemporary area. And again, I think the problem was that there was a group on City Council and the heritage community that wanted to restore the Byward Market, and they talked about putting brick sidewalks, cast iron lighting fixtures, benches. They looked at Gastown in Vancouver. But that's a very expensive process. And what we said in our plan for that area was keep what you have, put in zoning that protects a certain scale, a certain kind of retail activity at sidewalk level, but allow contemporary design. And so there are actually no design guidelines in the Byward Market that restrict. I mean, you can put a very contemporary building. It just has to be within the height limitations. There are width limitations for the size of a store frontage on the sidewalk. And there's also a control of wholesaling and retailing. And this is now, as I say, the most successful urban area in Ottawa. So I'm going to turn it over to Clinton, but I'm just going to finish with some before and after things of the Lister block to say that I think in our opinion, that this project, if you marry the idea of the new building, creating a new building on the site, or restoring the old building, and if you combine those and do a rehabilitation project. I think, for example, there's a completely intact storefront. You keep that, you restore it as it is, but the other storefronts become contemporary. You don't imitate those and try to reproduce all that iron grillwork and the copper spandrels in the windows, because that's where a developer is going to say, there's no way this is a feasible project if I'm getting into that kind of detailing. So you put contemporary storefronts that follow the same line, and you keep that one historic storefront. Similarly, you look at this arcade, and as they say, Clinton and I like this, because this looks terrible. And and yet there are parts of it that are almost are pretty well intact. You can create office space where, when again, at Queen's Park at the Parliament Buildings, they had a marble mosaic floor which had been hidden for 40 years. We simply lifted the carpets, cleaned it up. People walk down the middle, and we put a carpet runner, so if you don't feel comfortable walking on the mosaic floor, you can walk on the carpet. But an office environment like this has that value-added aspect to it. This is the second floor arcade. And again, because, for example, here, all the store windows, the plate glass is broken, nothing survives. You can see on the left, I've simply indicated in this sketch that you can leave all that glass out. You simply have office space that flows in and out of what was an arcade. So you're not actually restoring that arcade as a retail arcade. You're simply keeping the features that have survived and then introducing a contemporary layer. This shows the ground floor on the left with its arcade and the second floor on the right and then the upper floors. The upper floors, what's nice about them is that once you take out, there's really very little of architectural value. You have a very nice floor plate which puts people within 25 feet of a window as opposed to 50 feet, which would be the standard in new construction. So the building has a flexibility to it. So those are my comments. I'm going to let Clinton talk a bit more in detail about the building. But our response to those first four questions is yes, this building is clearly, in our minds, a wonderful candidate to work on, but the approach, in fairness to everyone, has to be one that accepts that this is going to be a building that takes on a new character, that combines the old with the new, and does that in a creative way.
Thank you, Julian. Your Worship, Honorable Councillors, thank you for the opportunity to be before your honorable body. It had become a polarized discussion, and we come before you tonight with a compromise that can move forward and move this project forward. My recommendations focus pretty much on this building, with the headline being the rehabilitation of the Lister Block for City of Hamilton offices will provide high-quality professional staff office space and citizen services space within the financial parameters of the owner, the redeveloper, and the tenant. The project will work because the proposed use is compatible with the original design and purpose of the building. We're not going against the grain, we're going with the grain. The building is in good and rehabilitatable condition, and the rehabilitation project design and construction process is now understood in a way that it wasn't when this came before you before. The end result will be a first-class, pleasant, and professional place to work, largely due to the heritage characteristics of the building. There is almost nothing in the existing building to get in the way of making this work. In fact, the opposite turns out to be that the substantial cast-in-place concrete foundation and frame, which is fireproof, provides stability, durability, and safety. The wide and generous exit stairs are still well located as they were when they were designed originally, and are actually more commodious, comfortable to use than contemporary stairways would be. The floor plate size and shape mean a smaller bay size, which originally was thought to be a hindrance, but upon further study is found to be a benefit because that means the heating and cooling system has to be more finely tuned and therefore better for the people using the building than it would be in a contemporary building. Finally, the small floor plate means there's windows much closer to everybody, more natural light. The heavy masonry walls provide insulating thermal mass. We all want to be conscious of energy conservation. And these factors mean there'll be reduced operating costs for in comparison with a contemporary building due to the nature of that building's original construction. So one can say that the rehabilitation approach is bringing all the amenities of a new office building into the overcoat of a heritage building, therefore creating a more sustainable environment, not only for the people working within the building, but for downtown Hamilton. Rehabilitating a blighted building with as much importance as an anchor building as the Listerbach has will give the potential to be a catalyst to downtown revitalization in a crucial time in Hamilton's history. There are several good ideas for the reuse of this property. I know as architects, Julian and I ran through a number of possibilities. I must say, and I think it's the staff who came up with this, the idea to rehabilitate the Lister Block for the City of Hamilton's public health services is especially ingenious, because the result will be a newly healthy building in a revitalized downtown, with Hamilton, the entire city, being a healthier place. In other words, we're restoring the core. We're putting life back into the heart, and that means the entire body of the city will be healthier as a result. Because the result will be a newly healthy building in a revitalized downtown, with Hamilton, the entire city, being a healthier place. In other words, we're restoring the core. We're putting life back into the heart. And that means the entire body of the city will be healthier as a result. I know you have to struggle with issues of tax assessments and income. I can only report that Julie and I came to the conclusion where we've seen leadership at the civic level, such as you're poised to undertake, the result has been increased tax assessment because downtown is more valuable. And this, we predict, will be the result here. You will get a return on this investment. And this project fits with the City of Hamilton's stated objectives to foster excellence in development and to promote the rehabilitation and development of properties in all downtowns, recognizing that heritage features and heritage streetscapes are an important downtown's attribute, and that the City of Hamilton decided in 2001. This will be your chance to fulfill what the city predicted should occur 5 years ago. You'll be making it happen. This is not an either-or situation. This is what I like to call a both-and. And this is a watershed moment for Hamilton. Civic leadership and a long-term lease with a blue-chip tenant can make all the difference to making this rehabilitation project and downtown Hamilton revitalization happen with excellence for all to see. I want to go back to the question that originally came up about the quality of this space for the people working there. I visited with the public health leadership, Dr. Richardson and Robert Hall, two very, very fine people. I have not been able to recruit them to come work in Buffalo, but they are two very, very fine people. And clearly in their existing offices, they have suffered going into space that was not designed for their needs. And it was a rehabilitation of a generation ago. The level of sophistication of rehabilitating historic buildings has come forward in that time. It is a wooden floored building. So there are a number of attributes that that existing building has that would not be replicated. Rather, because of their concerns and their experience with the existing building, in the design and construction costing process, their concerns were heard about HVAC, floor loads, and the rest. This view is of a typical upper office floor in the Lister Block, showing a dropped ceiling hiding HVAC equipment in each of the bays on the ceiling, a clear floor plate with only the necessary columns remaining from wall to wall, hydronic heating on the perimeter, to wash the exterior with warm air in the winter, and yet new windows insulated to current standards in the walls that will provide a stable thermal environment throughout. The next slide shows what maybe the architect would like to see, and that's more exposed HVAC. This would give the appearance of raising the ceiling height, provide some other amenities. The point being that going forward in the design process, the staff can work on customizing this environment to suit their needs in serving their clients and their customers. Finally, you see suspended from the ceiling that, I guess it is dark brown in this slide, trough, if you will. That's a cable tray, we call it in the trade, which would be suspended on the at the location of the former corridor, allowing flexibility for use and easy access. How many of us have worked in an office building where the ceiling's always ripped open to run yet another phone line? We can avoid that by planning for it, and the building's characteristics allow this kind of flexibility going forward. So as the staff needs change, as layouts change, they can be done rather quickly and effectively. This will lower operating costs and keep the attractiveness of the building. I'm not here to ask you to vote for ceiling scheme 1 or 2. I'm just here to say thank you for this opportunity to serve the people of the city of Hamilton in this process to come forward with our recommendation that you're standing at a watershed moment to move forward with a building that you can afford to rehabilitate to create professional working space for your staff and a leadership example for all of Hamilton and indeed all of Ontario. Thank you.
And the Minister of Culture, we've come up with some other conclusions, and I'm just going to summarize very quickly. The space can be adapted and rehabilitated at comparable prices, and I'll just highlight again, and that means the terracotta tile on the outside stays with some minimum fixing up, rehabilitation, replacement. The whole notion of the arcades is there, not fully used as they were in the 20s, but there to illustrate. And the building is, it will meet the criteria of preserving what is a provincially significant building. The developers and owners who were on our committee can work with the project. They, like the rest of us, have learned a lot in the last 3 months, and more importantly, they're willing to work and enter into the detailed negotiations needed with your staff for a report to come back before council. An issue of high importance that I've spent some time on, including right up until I moved into Hamilton on the Queenie today, talking with Ministry of Health officials and staff from the Premier's office. I thought I was going to give you a commitment of funding, but we still have to answer a few more questions, and I really didn't see Joe Rinaldo's final numbers until I got here. And Joe and I and officials from the health department will meet hopefully soon with the Ministry of Health folks and get confirmation of the subsidy. I can tell you there's been 3 people, policy people in the government, working all this week on that issue. We'll get that resolved. The building can be rehabilitated in a cost-effective and efficient manner. Our direction to the owners was, you had a budget for on a cost per square foot before, you have to come back with something that's comparable, and they've done that. And you'll hear more about that from Mr. Rinaldo. Clinton mentioned about the space. We've met issues that were raised because you've had some unsatisfactory buildings, issues raised by the mayor about the quality of the air conditioning, the quality of the lighting, and in general safety. This building will exceed the standards that you had in the specifications for a new lease space, and the lighting quality, the heating quality, and the air conditioning. And it's going to be a very pleasant place to work. There will be retail at the ground level to link with downtown Hamilton. My own bias is part of that should be a bit of a center focus for the city of Hamilton. People are going to come by the building, and hopefully as well as the health department, there can be something that sells the image of Hamilton. This building will be the key driver for the redevelopment of the block. And Julian has said that, and he's absolutely convinced that rehabilitation starts by example. And it will become the basis of the redevelopment. And I guess in summary, our committee feels, I mean, you looked at an option and you were driven by the fact that the last time you discussed this, you had a proposal for 100,000 square foot of new office space. We're suggesting to you that it's really in your interest to preserve this building. It's of heritage significance in Hamilton, Ontario, and Canada. You only have one crack at whether it stays or not. It can be the foundation, and I'm convinced, and High Rise have told us, I'm looking at Sean there, Warren right now, and the numbers show it. They basically break even on this building. They get their return on their total investment with the second phase, the additional 40,000 square feet. And the reports and recommendations will guarantee that that will go forward. So we're saying, you know, on the scale is 40, the 100,000 here of new, 60,000, which is the Lister block, with the potential of additional weight at least equally. And as I said before, this is a heritage asset for your city.